With the Mongols expelled, the new rulers, the Ming emperors, were determined that an invasion would never happen again. And so, in 1368, when Europe was being decimated by the Black Plague, the Ming rulers created the world's largest and greatest civil engineering project. Even greater than earlier walls, because this wall was mostly built of stone. The Ming Wall stretches from Shanhaiguan on the Yellow Sea to Jaihuguan in the Gobi Desert. It lies across China like a long, winding spine, 4,000 miles in length, with thousands of watchtowers poking out like vertebrae. Much of the Great Wall was made of stone, a building material 100 times more labor-intensive than mud brick. The wall builders were not in the least daunted by spiked mountain peaks, and even among these misty mountain tops, the wall had to be zealously guarded. Watchtowers were crucial to the protection of the wall. If reinforcements were needed, the guards signaled to the village a mere half mile away. Here, the old garrison walls of a long abandoned barracks still stand. Some 500 troops would have been stationed here, and if this wasn't enough, there were even larger concentration of troops in forts a few minutes signaling away. In this way, a small number of men on the wall could alert an army of over 1 million men in a matter of a few hours. Army garrisons competed with each other in wall building. Each general wanted his section to be more impressive than all the others. A plaque proclaims that in the spring of the year 1597, Tong Kai was commander in charge of the gang building this section of the wall. Chen Yiting was in charge of food. And even the lowly stonemason, Wu Zengye, had his name carved. To build a wall to this standard was not easy. Much of the labor was carried out by convicts, who, if they died, had to be replaced by another member of their family, and so on until the sentence was completed. Hardly a method that encouraged happy workers. Every 50 feet, the builders installed drains to carry off rainwater. These water spouts were always built on the inside of the wall, the side away from the enemy, so he couldn't lasso a spout and climb up the wall.